Good morning, gentlemen. Special thank you to Rabbi May for the very warm introduction. It's supposed to be here celebrating Memorial Day together. I'd like to address a very, very interesting topic, both in halacha and hashkafa, which is the inyan of kavod habrios. Where and when do we find Chazal allowing us to change the halacha or tweak things slightly in a situation where I feel awkward or uncomfortable or self-conscious? That question itself doesn't sound like halacha. Usually halacha is pretty much cut and dry. It's either usur or mutter b'shas adchak. But when and where do we find that my own feelings could actually determine what the halacha is or is not? That's the shaila I'd like to explore. There is a famous story with the Beis Halevi, the co-Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, where every night he would be the one saying the bracha of Sfiras Omer and then counting. And there was one night where it was getting close to Maariv and he realized that he actually did not count the night before, and it was a full 24 hours and it's already the next night. So the halacha is you can no longer count with the bracha. And then he was faced with a dilemma. What do I do? If I tell someone else to count, that's basically announcing to the entire yeshiva that I missed the whole day of Svira. But that's the halacha. I'm not allowed to count. So he went over to a young man. The Beis Halevi had the following chiddush. He said, do me a favor. You're still counting with the bracha. From now on, please don't say the bracha, and I'll say the bracha for you. I'll have you in mind. We have a principle that afal pi sheyotza motzi. Right? If I make kiddush Friday night and then someone else walks in a few minutes later, I can make kiddush again. That's based on the concept of arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim ze bezeh. The way the Ritva explains that concept of arvus is, even though I was mekayim my mitzvah, but the fact that you have not yet fulfilled your mitzvah is as if I'm not fully good either, because I'm responsible for you, so I could say kiddush again. So that was the eitzah of the Beis Halevi, that was the chiddush of the Beis Halevi. From now on, I'm going to be saying the bracha. You and I know I'm saying it for you, because I'm out of the count. And that's what he did. And Baruch Hashem, by doing that, no one in Klal Yisrael ever found out that the Beis Halevi missed the night of Svira. Until it was recorded in almost every tshuva on the subject ever since. Right? It's ironic. So there's a tshuva of the Har Tzvi who speaks about this case and brings this maisa. And the Har Tzvi seems to be of the opinion that the Eitzah works. It's a good chiddush. Afal pi sheyotza motzi, I can say the bracha for you. The Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozner, also speaks about this type of situation where the Rosh Hashiva or the Rav, they forget the full 24 hours. And he also comes out, l'maisa, you could say the bracha. And he throws in the idea, this is the Shevet Halevi, he says, the Maisa, Kavod HaBrios, Kavod HaTorah, you're allowed to continue saying Svira with the Bracha. It's interesting, there's a Pri Chodosh in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in Taf Pei Tes, where he discusses this case, not the story of the Beis Halevi, but this idea of, even if I miss a full 24 hours, can I continue saying the Bracha and having you in mind? And the Pri Chodosh seems to argue on this. He writes, it's true, generally speaking, afal pi sheyotza motzi, even though I was mekayim a mitzvah, I could still do it again for you, but that's only assuming I'm a bar chiyuva. So when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, I'm still a bar chiyuva. I was mekayim a mitzvah, but I'm a bar chiyuva, I could be motziyu. When it comes to svira, if we're concerned for the sheet of the behag, that once you miss a full day, you can't continue, so then you could argue I'm no longer bar chiyuva, and I can't say the bracha on your behalf. So the Har Tzvi seems to say there is a din of arvus here. That was the approach of the Beis Halevi. The Pri Chadosh is not convinced. What I'd like to do is explore this idea that the Shevet Halevi mentions, that Kavod HaBrios might be a svara, might be an added factor as to why you could continue with the bracha. And our job this morning, you always have to mention briefly, right? You can make that mistake when you say, we're going to get to this much later on in the speech. Not a very healthy connotation. So we're going to speak briefly this morning on the topic of Kavod HaBrios. When and where does that make a difference? And on one hand, right, it seems like we have somewhat of a contradiction. We have a Hashkofas HaTorah, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi'az Kenomer, you should be bold and brazen like a leopard. Nothing should faze you. And the very beginning of the tour, he quotes this Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi'az Kenomer, V'kal Kenesher, Ratz Ketzvi. And the tour goes on to explain, why did Yehuda ben Tema choose this particular midah of Azus? Why was that the beginning of the Mishnah? So the Torah says, Hischil v'az kenomer, lefi shehu klal gadol b'avodas habara yizborach. Having a sense of healthy chutzpah is a klal gadol in avodas Hashem. Lefi shepa'amim adam chafetz lasos mitzvah, because sometimes you want to be mekayim a mitzvah, v'nimna milasosu mivnei b'nei adam shemaligim alav, but I might prevent myself from actually following through because it feels awkward, it's going to be embarrassing, people might say something or look at me in a strange way. And that's why Yehuda ben Tema starts off the Mishnah saying one of the most fundamental midos in the Avodas Hashem is to have gevura, is to have azus. Don't care what people think about you. Do what is true because it's true. So you're at the airport and you're waiting for your flight and you're realizing that I had in mind I would maybe daven mincha on the plane, but it's delayed a little bit. And now I'm standing here in the terminal. There were thousands of people all around, but it's almost shkia. I should daven mincha, but I don't want to daven mincha. It's going to look strange. Or I'm sitting together with my brother and sister-in-law, and they're not nearly as religious as I am. I'm about to say a bracha, and I know that they think the whole bracha thing is really strange. And they've made fun of me in the past for saying brachas. Maybe I should just skip it. Or one's wife is a nida, and you're sitting with people who don't have that same sensitivity and appreciation for the halachos of harchokos. And you're trying to pass the salt, but you can't pass it directly. But if I don't pass it directly, people we're sitting with are going to realize that we actually care about these halachos. And that's going to make me feel awkward because they look at this whole body of halacha in a very strange way. In all of these types of situations, am I mechuyev to put myself out and do it af al pichein because this is what the halacha mandates? I have to daven mincha. Right, or putting on tefillin at the airport. It's mamash kapara, right? Putting on tefillin at the airport. It's rough. But if you have to, you have to. L'chora. Havi'az kenomer. We have the famous Mishnah. Akavya ben Mahalalel said, Mutav li likare shote kol yomai v'lo laso sha'achas rosha lifnei amakom. Better people should look at me and call me a fool my entire life than to be viewed as a rosha in the eyes of Hashem even for a moment. And just to create the koach atzir of what that means, right? That means everyone in your life, everyone in your world views you as a total shota. Nobody cares about what you think. Nobody wants to hear your opinion. Your wife, your children, your community. Nobody cares, right? That's a life where you're probably pretty dejected and depressed. But I'd rather have that existence for 90 years than to be viewed as a rusher for 1 second, be'enei Hashem. So this is a very strong hashkafas Torah, and we find this played out in the halacha as well. Chafetz Chaim tells us, right, there are two major places in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim where he speaks about sitting in a group of people who are speaking Lashon Hara and trying to figure out and navigate what you should do to get out of that situation. He writes in the top of page 2 here that if you're Yoshev Ben Chaburas Anashim and you have no realistic way to excuse yourself from that group, and they're speaking Devarim Asurim Al Pidin, and if you don't participate and you sit there V'domeim and you remain silent V'lo Yisayeya Imam B'Sipureyim Klal Yechoshev Be'ineim K'mishtageya, they're going to think, oh, this guy is such a frummy. Oh my gosh. You are crazy. We're talking about Stephen, okay? Stephen's a nice Jewish boy in the office, and we're making fun of his incompetence because he is grossly incompetent. And the way he conducts himself and interacts with others. And you're just sitting there saying nothing. They're going to view you as this really strange religious person. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it makes no difference. Bevadai da'asar, you can't participate in that. Better they view you as a shota. And another halachic application of this principle of Havi'az Kanomer is a very short tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he speaks about the idea of shaving during the 3 weeks, and the same thing would be true when it comes to shaving during Svira. He writes that there is a heter if otherwise there'd be a hefsid mamon. Lemaisa, you can't come into the office looking like that. And if you did, you might lose your job. So of course you're allowed to shave. However, he concludes the tshuva by saying, im hu rak bishvil she'eligu elav, if it's only, my only motivation to shave is because when I walk in, they're going to call me scruffy. And I hate being called scruffy. Doesn't make a difference. They're going to make fun of you. Who cares? If there's no hefsid mamon, usur to shave. Even though the issur of shaving during the 3 weeks and kol shekein during svira, it's not an issur deraisa, not an issur derabanan. During svira, it's a minig that we find, you know, after the times of the Gemara. But if the only reason you're doing so is to avoid lag, they're going to make fun of you. They're going to call you silly names. You have no heter. Havi'az kenomer. So that's all one side of the coin when it comes to being strong. V'yigbalei b'darchei Hashem.
Why is money different?
What's that?
Why is mamon different?
Money's always different. The ma'isa. Ayin sham v'du ketiv. Okay. However, we're all familiar with the famous discussion. I have a few places in Shas, the famous Gemara and Brachos and Daf Yotes, where it speaks about this idea of Kavod Habrios. Gadol Kavod Habrios Shedoche Lo Saaseh Shebetorah. Human dignity is so choshev in the eyes of Chazal that they even allowed you to push aside a Lo Saaseh Shebetorah. And the Gemara says, really? You can mamish do an Esther Deraisa? No, it doesn't mean that, but rather, it means the lo saaseh of lo sosar midivrehem, not to deviate from the words of Chazal, namely, generally, every derabbanan is included in lo sosar, and what the Gemara is saying, lamaskana, is that if there's ever a situation of kavod habrios, where it's going to be embarrassing, it's going to be humiliating, then you'd be allowed even to violate an iser derabbanan. And the Gemara actually ends off by saying more than this. If it's a genai godol, if it's something that's very embarrassing, then you'd be allowed to even be mevatel and asay min haTorah. Right? So you can never do an iser deraisa, but generally, if it's a lack of kavod habrios, I could do an iser derabanan. And if it's a real lack of kavod abrios, I could even choose not to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Shevel tasa, yes. That's what the Gemara says. So a couple examples we have in Rashi. Rashi says one example of doing an issur derabbanan to avoid a lack of kavod habrios would be in a situation where there were no stones set aside in the Beis HaKiseh before Shabbos. Right? Classic example, you call downstairs to your teenage boy, Shmuley, don't forget to set aside the stones before Shabbos. Okay, Tati. And then you come into Shabbos and there are no stones there. And you're not surprised. You're only surprised at yourself for assuming he would actually do it. Lemaisa, Rashi like this is just that it brings up a sense of Hakara Satov and appreciation for living 2024. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so you don't have stones set aside. Tiltul Levonim is an Isser of Muktzah, which is Derabonid. Kavod Abrios, you're allowed to be Matal to Muktzah. That's one example of Rashi. Other example of Rashi is you're walking outside in the Carmelis on Shabbos. Carmelis is an area where there's an Isser Derabonid of Hotzah, not an Isser Deraiso, not a real Rishus Rabbim. And you're wearing a long robe, four-cornered robe, and you notice that one of the corners, the tzitzis rip off to the point where it's invalidating the mitzvah. So generally we say if there's strings hanging down of your beged, we don't view it as carrying the strings because they're fulfilling a purpose. They're serving a function of being mekayma mitzvah of tzitzis. But once that's no longer the case, then we view every string hanging down from your beged as a maisa hotzah. So now you have two options. You either take off the beged, and that would be a real busha to do so in a carmelis and somewhat of a public domain, or you continue wearing that beged, which is caring, and you're in violation of an isadir, the rabbanan of hotzah. So that's another example, Rashi says. You're allowed to keep the robe on, walk home, and take it off when you get home. Basically, do the Issa Derabbanan of Hotza in order to avoid a lack of Kavod Habrios. When the Mishnah Berurah speaks about this particular case, he quotes from the Achronim, this is in Siman Yud Gimel, towards the end of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Ayin b'achronim sheskimu dehakol talui b'rtzon ha'ish halovesh. There is no objective definition of a lack of Kavod Habrios, but it's based on you. It's based on your personal association with this experience, right? Why do you feel this way? Maybe because I had this kind of trauma when I was 4 years old. Why am I not embarrassed? Who knows? It's my personality. Lemaisa, the Kavod Habrios is subjective. It's based on you. And if Lemaisa, for you, it's very humiliating, you would be allowed to do an Isser Derabanan. And if it's a Genai Gomor, you could even be Mevatel and Asay Min HaTorah. Now, so off the bat, it seems like somewhat of a contradiction. What's the Hashkafas HaTorah? Do we say, Havi Az Kanomer? Be bold, be brazen, don't care what people think about you. And even if everyone calls you a shoted, it makes no difference. Or are we very sensitive and warm and embracing and open-minded? Listen, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, just don't do it. Don't put yourself through that. Right? Those sound like very different speeches. Now, one could argue, getting back to our initial Shaila, you're the rabbi, you're the Rosh Hashiva, you're the one always saying the bracha and counting Svira. And I missed the full 24 hours. Could I argue, well, what am I doing right now? I'm saying a bracha. Maybe I would be allowed to say the bracha to avoid a lack of kavod habrios. Now, it could be in today's day and age, we would actually tell the Rosh Hashiva to get up there and use it as an opportunity to be vulnerable. Rabbi, I missed an entire day of counting. I totally spaced out because I'm human also. We all make mistakes, right? But at least in the olden days, that was not the approach. I'm the Rosh Hashiva. I'm not going to miss a day of counting. But could you argue if it would be a real lack of kavod habrios, I'd be allowed to get up there like I always do. I don't have to tell anyone I'm going to be motzi them. I'm going to say the bracha loud and clear. What's the isser of saying a bracha levatala? You're using Hashem's name in vain. Is that an isser deraisa, an isser derabanan? So you look at the Gemara, when it speaks about making a bracha levatala, it quotes the pasuk of Lo Siso. The third of the Ten Commandments, we generally try to avoid breaking any of the Ten Commandments. And the Rambam Paskins, based on the Pashat reading of that Gemara in Brachos, and the Bracha Levatala would be a real Isser Diraisa. So if that's true, there'd be no Heter of Kavod Habrios. You can't do an Isser Diraisa. Tosfos over there argues and says, even though the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, it's only a smachta ba'alma, because really using Hashem's name in vain is when you're using Hashem's name in a negative way for absolutely no reason. When you're saying a bracha, even if you say the real Shem Hashem, you're still praising Hashem. So maybe I don't have to say Shehakol, I said the Shehakol already, but it's not a real Isser D'Oraisa. And we know that Svardim in this sugya, generally paskin like the Rambam, that a bracha levatala would be an Isser D'Oraisa. And Ashkenazim generally paskin like Tosfos, where we still view a bracha levatala as an Isser Chomor, right? It's a very severe Isser because it's connected to Lo Siso, but it's not an Isser D'Oraisa. So could you come out with the following halacha? It depends what kind of yeshiva you're in and if you're Svardi. So if you're Svardi and you're the head of Parat Yosef and you missed the whole day, you can't rely on Kavod HaBrios because I'm not allowed to do an Isser D'Oraisa of taking Shem Hashem to avoid any level of busha. If you're the Rosh Hashiva in an Ashkenazic place where we paskin like Tosfos of Bracha Lebatolas and Isser D'Rabbanan, so then we always try to avoid it as much as we possibly can. But Kavod HaBrios would allow me to do an Isser D'Rabbanan. So it works out beautifully because the Beis HaLevi was Ashkenazi. That's one potential idea. What I want to do though is,
I'm pointing out that what you pointed out earlier, which is I don't believe he relied on the Heter of Kavod HaBrios. Is that correct?
That's correct. He went over to one of the Tell me them and said, I'm going to say the bracha and have you in mind. But we're just analyzing, you know, we're hypothesizing. Could that have been a valid heter potentially?
Could all the tzibur can't make a bracha either when you're done.
What's that?
If anybody in the group also missed a day, so you can't rely on that.
That's true. Hopefully it's not the case. Otherwise it's a kasha on the yeshiva, right? What I want to do though is just quickly analyze. How do we answer this more general contradiction? When do we take the philosophy of Havi Az Kanomer, and you're not allowed to care about what people think, do it anyway, and when do we say the Kavod HaBrios allows you to compromise? There's a very interesting halacha in the Chafetz Chaim. This is the other place in the Sefer where he speaks about this case of being stuck in a group of people who are speaking Lashon Hara. And here he elaborates a little more. He says, the most ideal thing to do is be mekayim the mitzvah of tochacha. As soon as someone starts speaking Lashon Hara, you look them in the eyes and say, Rasha! What are you doing? Do you understand you're speaking Lashon Hara? However, if that person is the CEO, and I'm just an employee, and I've tried that kind of thing in the past, and for some reason, it never goes over well. So I can't really give tochacha. It's not going to work. Okay, the next question is, can I leave? Can I excuse myself not to be around this isser that's taking place? If you can, go for it. But let's say the conversation's happening in the car on the 95. Right, you can't excuse yourself. That wouldn't be safe. Or you're in the monthly meeting where you can't just walk out. So then the Chafetz Chaim says something very fascinating. He says, one other Eitzah would be Lehaniach Etzbo Ba'oznov, to place your fingers in your ears. And there's a way of doing that in a fairly dignified and sophisticated manner, right? Namely, la 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 la, I can't hear you. So that would be an Eitzah. That's a Gemara in Ksubas that speaks about that. However, writes the Chafetz Chaim, Avalim i'efshir lo lehishamid misibasam, if I can't leave the group, umishayir ba'atzmo, and I'm making the assessment, she'etza zo dehanachas etzbo ba'oznov, that this Eitzah the Gemara mentions of putting my fingers in my ears, gam kein kasha lo ma'od, would be very difficult for me to do, mipnei she'yilogu alav, because I know they're all going to make fun of me. Right, there he goes again, the religious Jew, putting his fingers in his ears because he can't hear any gossip. Ubevadai lo yasa etzazo, and therefore for sure, you're not going to take that suggestion. Then the Chafetz Chaim concludes, you have to do three things. The first thing is, you have to be yachlit benafsho beheskim gomor, that I don't believe what's being said. I'm not mekabel any of the Lashon Hara. That's Aleph. Beis is that I'm going to really try not to get hana from the Lashon Hara. And Gimel is I'm not going to participate in any way, shape, or form. And that might be the most difficult because it's so common, it's so natural when someone's sharing juicy information with you, even if you feel uncomfortable to be there and you know what they're saying is really not appropriate, but they're looking at you, they're telling this to you with a smile, your natural reaction is you nod, you smile, yeah, there's some level of haskama. So the third requirement, writes the Chafetz Chaim, is don't give any level of agreement to what's being said. In the Ber Mayim Chaim, though, he elaborates on the line that he wrote, where he said, if you're Mishayer, that you're not going to push your fingers in your ears because that would be so difficult for you because they're going to make fun of you. This is the top of page 4. It says the Ber Mayim Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim explaining a little bit deeper. Second line, Ube'emes harotze lotzeis g'day shemayim l'chadchila tzorich iyan eich yisnoheg. Person who really wants to do the right thing, so it requires analysis. What should you do? Ki lechora yesh lepotro mitam shebizmaneinu ba'avonoseinu harabim yachziku oso l'shota upesi over zeh. On one hand, you could argue you don't have to put your fingers in your ears because living in the culture that we do, where people feel that you're a shota and a pesi for not wanting to hear gossip, Umaskinan mebrachos the beiser derabanan kavod abrios docha oso, and the maskan of the Gemara in Brachos is that you're allowed to push aside an iser derabanan if it's going to be a source of busha. Afilu bekum vaasei v'hacha nami iser derabanan hu, and in this case we're only discussing an iser derabanan im yisnohe kmo shekasavnu bifnim. Meaning to say, if you're actually doing all of those three requirements, where I don't believe what's being said, I'm not getting hana from what's being said, and I'm not showing any level of haskama to what's being said, so then, right, I'm not actively listening to the Lashon Hara. Generally speaking, if you share Lashon Hara, or even if you listen to Lashon Hara in a proactive way, they're both Aser Min HaTorah. But says the Chafetz Chaim, if you're really doing all three of these conditions, so then there's no Iser Deraisa of Shmias Lashon Hara. It's an Iser Derabanan to be part of a Chabura and hearing Lashon Hara. But then you could argue Kavod HaBrios pushes aside the Iser Derabanan. That's one angle. O Dilma, or perhaps you could argue, Afal Pi Chein Sarich La'aniach Etzbo Ba'oznov, even though it might feel uncomfortable. But if you can't leave and you can't give tochacha, then you would have to be misgaber and have the courage to put your fingers in your ears. Mitam she'omru chazal, based on this hashkafa we had in the Mishnah, mutav she'yasa odem atzmo shota kol yomov v'yir rosha sha'achas lifnei makom. Better they should view me as a shota and a pesi than to do anything wrong. Okay, but how about kavod abrios? Right. So this is the ongoing issue we're struggling with. In parentheses, the Chafetz Chaim seems to be addressing this issue. Right, even though it's in parentheses, with these few words, the Chafetz Chaim seems to be opening a whole world of new understanding, new horizons within the sugi of kavod abrios. When do we say havi azka namer? And when potentially do we say, no, kavod abrios allows you to compromise? Says the Chafetz Chaim here in the parentheses, u'kavod habrios lo shayich bezeh, kiven sheheim osin shelo kedin. Maybe you could argue that kavod abrios doesn't really apply here because what they're doing is shelo kedin. What they're doing is wrong. Maybe kavod abrios doesn't apply here because what they're doing is wrong. Isn't that every case of kavod abrios? Right? Take the case of the guy walking in the Carmelis and he's wearing the robe and the tzitzis snap off. So if they're going to make fun of you for taking off your robe, so that's wrong of them to do. You're just trying to follow halacha. Someone's going to make fun of you for davening mincha. That's wrong of them to do. Every case of kavod abrios, lechora, would fit into this category. How is the Chafetz Chaim mechalik between when we say better to be viewed as a shota than a rasha, and when do we say kavod abrios allows you to compromise on halacha? What is this idea? What's that?
They're speaking, they're initiating, they're starting with lashon hara. He's the victim here.
Give me something deeper. Give me something deeper. There's a tshuva of the Pri Yitzchak. Who is the author of the Pri Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I do recommend, if you ever have a chance, just to read the introduction of the Pri Yitzchak, where he speaks about showing his sefer to his great Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael, and Rebbe Yisrael gave me his haskama and his bracha. And the way that Rebbe Yitzchak Blazer would always speak about Rebbe Yisrael in the most glowing terms, it's inspiring to see that relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe. In the tshuva of the Pri Yitzchak, he makes the following distinction. He's talking about something else, somewhat of in a different context, but he makes a distinction as follows. You have to ask yourself, why do you feel awkward? Why do you feel embarrassed right now? Is it because this circumstance is be'etzim embarrassing? I'm forcing myself to do something or to act in a certain way where anyone would feel busha? Or is the source of my embarrassment coming from the fact that I'm trying to keep halacha, I'm trying to do the right thing, and I feel awkward because you're going to make fun of the halacha? You don't appreciate or have a sensitivity to the Das Torah. So, Lamashal, the guy who's walking in the Carmelis, if he had to take off his robe, would he be embarrassed because everyone's going to make fun of me for caring so much about the bittul asay of tzitzis on a four-cornered beged? No, they're not going to make fun of you because of that. It's going to feel awkward because now you're walking the rest of the way without clothing on. That's the source of busha. It's not because I care about the halacha. It's the result of caring about this halacha will create a circumstance where there's humiliation. In contrast to, right, take the case of davening mincha at the airport. I'd really rather not do this. Why? Does it look so strange to stand there and speak to the Borei Olam? Is that inherently embarrassing? No, it's like most people don't daven. We live in a world where people don't pray, and therefore it looks awkward. Or you're sitting together with other people who make fun of you when you say a bracha. I don't want to say a bracha. Why? Is that intrinsically embarrassing to say thank you before eating your food? No. What's embarrassing is the fact that I'm a daktik and I care about the Ratzon Hashem. If I don't want to pass the salt to my wife, Bishas Nidosa, because you make fun of Harchakos, you think it's overboard, and, you know, the rabbis, they went crazy with this stuff. You know, we're not that crazy. So then I feel awkward practicing something that you view as extreme. All those cases are a situation where my busha is coming from the fact that you're going to make fun of the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore it's more difficult for me to do the Ratzon Hashem. Says the Pri Yitzchak, if my busha is coming from something intrinsic, where it's just human nature to feel a lack of kavod in this type of situation, that's where we have the heter of kavod habrios. That's where the Gemara says kavod habrios pushes aside even an iser derabanan. And if it's a genai gomor, then it would be even shevel tasa. You don't have to do a mitzvah deraisa. If there's no stones there after using the Beis HaKiseh, you're allowed to do an Isser Derabbanan, being Metalta Mukta. That's Be'etzim, a lack of Kavod Abrios. In a situation, though, where it's not intrinsically humiliating, it's only bothersome to me because I know that you make fun of Torah and mitzvos, that's where we have the Hashkafa of Havi'az Kanamer. Oh, it's embarrassing. I understand that. The answer is, okay, don't do it. The response is, be a man. A little gavura, a little courage. Yes, they're going to make fun of you. And yes, they might view you as a shota and a pesi kol yombav. That's okay. I have to do the Ratzon Habore because that's the Ratzon Habore. Don't be ashamed of that. And I think this is what the Bir Locha, the Ber Mayim Chaim is saying. Kovet ha'abriyos lo shayich b'zeh, kivin sheheim osin shelo kedin. He was very careful in his wording as to why would they make fun of you when you were putting your fingers in your ears. They would make fun of you because bizmaneinu ba'avonoseinu harabim. Nowadays, it's not the mice of putting your fingers in your ears, but it's because we're living in a time where they're going to be machzik you as a shota and a pesi because you care about Lashon Hara. Then you could argue there's no heter of kavod habrios. When Rav Moshe says, if the only reason why you want to shave to go into work is because people are going to view me as strange, so then perhaps you could argue, well, why are they going to view you as strange? Is it because you're not shaving? Because you happen to be in quasi-mourning for something they can't relate to, and that's why it's a source of busha? Then Rav Moshe would say, deal with it. Grow up. I don't want to hear your whining, right? V'yigbalev, havi'az kanomer. Do what you got to do. If theoretically a person said, I feel very awkward when I don't shave for many weeks because the way my beard grows in is just like it looks really strange. I have nothing over here and I have a lot over here. So then that might be a valid heter to shave. Because then the bush is coming from something more intrinsic. So I think that's pshat in the Chafetz Chaim. Getting back to our initial shaila, could you use the svara, like the Shevet Halevi mentions, this idea of kavod habrios, to allow the Rav or the Rosh Yeshiva to say a bracha? So you have to ask, well, what's the busha coming from? Is it coming from the fact that if I don't say a bracha, somehow I'm embarrassed because I'm keeping the Torah? I don't think so. It's coming from the fact that now I'm being megala to everybody that I spaced out for the last 24 hours. And that's more reflecting on me. So maybe you could argue that's a valid use of Kavod HaBrios. Now again, if you're in the Rambam's world, we're saying a bracha is an Issa Deraisa, it's not so pashut. You can't use a Kavod HaBrios card to push us out an Issa Deraisa. If you're in the world of Tosvos, where a bracha levatol is an Issa Derabanan, and this has a real status of Kavod HaBrios, then there could be room to be mekel. And that's why, whenever the rabbi is saying the bracha every single night, you have no clue whether or not he really is still in the game. He could be relying on Kavod HaBrios. He could be going up to someone else and saying, I'm going to have you in mind. So don't be that impressed. Yes?
How come in the case where it's not the intrinsic mitzvah, but even the let's say the guy davening mitzvah, and he's going to be, you know, he shouldn't be embarrassed of, you know, of the person looking at him. Why is there no Isser or like Hanhaga listening either? You know people are going to make fun of you, even if you're doing the right thing. But still, why should you put yourself out there?
So, good question. I think the answer would be just like the Chafetz Chaim says, Kavod HaBrios lo shayach bazeh kivin sheheim osin shelo kedin. The same idea would be true for why there's no problem of lifnei iver. If l'maaseh you're going to make fun of me because I'm trying to be mekayem ratzon haborei, ihu da'afsid anafshe, nebuch on you. But that's not my achrayas. Shkoyach rabbi Yisai, it's been a pleasure.